Shaylee Peters here with you for this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, we're visiting with Rick Rasby, a beef specialist for the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and talking corn stalk grazing this week. Rick, what do you have for us?
Well, you know, corn stalk residue is a tremendous resource for cow-calf producers, and it's one of those things that, at least in Nebraska, for cow-calf producers, is an opportunity to really keep, you know, feed costs low. You know, corn stalks provide an excellent feed for cows that are March calving cows. And so the idea is to allow them to graze corn stalks. But because cows are selective grazers, they'll graze or at least pick up the corn first, followed by the husk and leaf, and finally the cob and the stalk. And so the idea from a grazing management strategy standpoint is that we want to target, you know, those cows to basically eat the husk and the leaf. And once the husk and leaf is gone, it's probably not beneficial from the cow standpoint to force them to graze the cob and the stalk. We understand that some may think we need to do some supplementation. At least our data would suggest that we, at least for cows that go on to corn stalk residue, this would be mature cows that go on the corn stalk residue in a body condition score of about 5 to 5.5, they'll maintain and possibly gain body condition while grazing corn residue without any supplementation other than salt and mineral.
All right, that's been this week's Graze Nebraska update from the NGLC and Nebraska Extension.